We are recording?
Yes, now we're recording.
Perfect, perfect.
It's just that bad.
The party rests. For those resting in the party room, please make a concentration check.
The lobby, you mean?
The party room.
Yeah, okay.
The party floor.
Okay. Yeah. One of my skills. Trying to do 20 things at once.
25.
You'll be able to sleep soundly.
20.
You'll get a bonus because of your, whatchamacallits, the ear thing.
Okay.
So you will also sleep soundly.
For context, one of Bada's dice always rolls one.
Always.
He's done it four times in a row. Now it's a four.
No,
it's rolled one four times.
Sorry.
Erdin is going to place a maximized rainbow blast in... Sudden maximized rainbow blast into one end of the quarterstaff before bed.
Okay.
And bands of steel in the other one.
All right.
As rude as possible.
Whatever we're supposed to.
Oh, well, this is, I'm just putting these in my spell storing garbage before bed.
So I was just scheming and puts a spell in their dagger. They'll never see it coming.
And I believe you put the other one in the other ring. You had like a sculpted chatter or something.
Sculpted chatter in the ring, sudden maximized rainbow blast in one end of the quarterstaff, and the opposite end of the quarterstaff has bands of steel.
Splendid. And you were brought a lot of coffee, Sam, over the course of the night.
Oh. Are there little breaks the workers take where you can drink it?
They alternate out with each other.
You get to know all their names, and you're just like, wow, geez, thanks, Gordon.
Thanks, Terry. Terry, Jerry, Perry, Mary, and Mo.
Yeah, actually, am I able to extract a spell from Nunes's book?
I'd think you could by this point.
What spells does he have?
A lot.
I believe when you originally got the book, it was all of the spells in the manual.
Yeah, except he cast a lot. He has yet to cast one of those spells from that book, which implies that there's significantly more.
If there's something beyond the book you'd like to know if they have, just feel free to ask.
Wall of water.
Yes, they have wall of water. Okay. They use it to drown people.
Why are we helping this person?
Yeah. Oh, no. Wall of water is actually extremely vital to our survival.
I guess between different songs, Sam can drink the coffee. The morning potion.
You can probably, fit in some kind of, instrument thing so you can breathe using that endurance feat.
That would be wonderful if Sam had an instrument.
Well,
you have your mouth.
To drink the coffee and sing at the same time?
Oh. A gargling brook?
Sam will use a hammer and an anvil to continue the beat.
Okay, that's fair. You can be provided those things.
Yes.
So that's you through the night, you both through the night. Bada.
Yeah?
You have a wonderful night sleeping with Marcus and Susie in the trees. They've eaten a circle of the foliage out for a bed, and they plop on the ground, and then you wake up in the morning and you are surprised by many, 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 many very small Marcus and Susies all over the place.
Well then,
this is the entire episode.
Now I gotta name them all, and
all right, I'll roll for each one. All right,
Theron, this is a golden money opportunity.
Oh God, yeah. Okay, to market these
not there.
Newborn babies to people that don't have a currency.
Not there. So, what are you going to do with this knowledge?
Well, Marcus and Susie need to take care of their babies, so Marcus, Susie.
They look at you. Drop their babies.
No, you're going to stick around with your babies. We're going to. You're new here, and we'll come back for you and see how you're doing when we're done.
They pat you with their antenna.
Oh, I pat them back.
Okay. With your mop.
And they almost accidentally poke you with the pokey sticks.
What? Oh, those dark pokey sticks.
You could easily take them with your mop form.
Yeah, I'll take those. I'll carry those back.
How big is this? Just don't drop any. That could really hurt somebody.
How big is this moth?
Yeah.
Big enough.
Apparently.
Jesus.
I mean, these are like the moths of Bismutu, so...
These are things that are big enough to cover the dragon's teeth.
These are like hippo-sized.
But the rocks are like hundreds of pounds, right?
Yeah. With big, strong wings.
They're called hippoth.
That sounds awful.
They're down with the bombardment.
Perfect.
That is not better.
Please make a strength check.
Oh, please don't roll the low on this one. Oh my god. I think that's a six.
Uh-huh.
Ten.
Right? Make a constitution check.
Do you want to point out the scientific name for a gorilla is Gorilla Gorilla?
Thank goodness. 14.
Total?
Constitution?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to take you a few hours to get back, but you're going to be winded by the time you get back to the forge.
A few hours?
Carrying your gigantic stones?
Why is he...
He told me he needed them.
And that is what wakes up Theron and Arden, is the collapse of a giant moth outside with a bunch of incredibly heavy stones.
Well, Theron goes to investigate. What does she see outside?
Bottom's flat on the ground, like, panting, like, heavens.
With two rocks on you?
I think it's more than two rocks.
It's like six of them.
Yeah.
It was two.
Two?
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Two rocks on the ground next to him.
Bada?
There. Hi, Theron.
Are you okay?
I just had to carry these things over from a distance. Good morning.
You're crushed under them, correct?
They're on top of them.
You might
do you want to help?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Strength chest?
Mm-hmm.
Nat 20.
Oh my goodness.
You just like lift them up with Bada. It's not even stressful.
Oh, you got stronger. Wow.
Theron looks around with Bada and the stone shards lifted above her head like a superhero. These were on the Bugaloos, weren't they?
Susie and Marcus? Yeah.
That, whatever. Is that their name?
Oh my gosh. Oh,
fuck.
I think they're also Silkies. Sorry, I made that mistake earlier.
No, they're Bugaloos.
They're Bugaloos. Okay. We've been calling them Bugaloos forever.
No, they're Bugaloos.
They're Bugaloos.
They're not well understood.
Apparently. Goodness.
But then there he goes, wait, they're sick. They're Silkies or Bugaloos or whatever.
They're bugs.
Yeah. Huh?
So why aren't they still on the Bugaloo?
Well, turns out Susie was pregnant. And they had some babies overnight. So we're going to let them be for a little bit.
What do you... Theron looks around again, like, how many, where are they? How many?
A good number. But I figured they can stay here while we go off doing our little escapade tasks, duties.
Saving the world.
Theron thinks about who is telling her this and considers, well, if there's anybody who could have made that decision, it would have been Bada. So she decides to go, oh, okay. I guess we're not going to need to ride anywhere anymore since we're on the Arden train.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, I can pull a cart for you guys.
Theron laughs and shakes you and the rock.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. With that cloak?
I open the eyes.
Don't look, Timmy. Theron drops all of you.
Just another.
Oh my god. What the hell is that thing?
I close the eyes. I don't know. But it's gross and kind of cool.
Yeah, he might be even scarier than Baroness Bloody Claws now.
Do you want it?
Feels around her like, I don't know, what does it do?
Try it. I put it on Theron.
Feel a little uncomfortable.
I feel uncomfortable.
Can I say the magic word? Does that?
And now you can see ghosts everywhere.
What the hell?
And your vision expands to be all around you. And you become light sensitive as the sun comes up and crests over the land.
Well, she has sunglasses on now.
Yeah, those eyes are okay. The rest aren't.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, turn this off!
This is terrible, I do not want this.
What was the word again? I think it was.
Your elbows are eyeballs now.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly how it was. Quijibo! Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Arden exit the building.
Uh-huh.
Says the word.
They close.
Oh my god! And Theron crumbles into a ball in the street.
Timmy, stop looking!
Theron couldn't stop looking. That was the problem.
I take the cloak off, Theron. I assume you don't want this.
I mean, let's see. Describe what it does. It's like I could just see.
You can see into the ethereal plane.
I'm just wondering what the battle tactics are. I mean, it's just swimming around in my head. Like,
battle tactics are you literally can see everything that's coming at you.
No flanking.
Yep. People can't flank you, and you can't be flat-footed. Normally.
All right, so Theron lets all that soak in.
It's incredibly uncomfortable, though, and if anyone hits the weak spot of brightness on you, you're about to be blinded for a good while. So if you get flash bomb or grenade or anything like that with a spell, you get pretty screwed.
Yeah, I do have 50 lesser restorations now if we need it.
Hmm.
So it's Guess a trade-off.
I could see a benefit. Are you sure you don't want this? Like, I mean, I guess. It's pretty cool, though.
I'm not attached to it, that's all.
Well, you were attached to it.
Do you want it or not?
Sure, I guess it goes with the mystique of me being a goo thing that is well renowned for killing things. I'm now a monster, and she like flexes and
nothing changes.
And then I say the magic word again.
And then she just like kind of like braces herself and gets more used to it. She's like, okay, tell me there is no word for it. We're just gonna say the word.
There's the word.
The word.
Jotor.
Unless you want to like make one that sounds nice.
No, she just turns it off. So I can't wear this. It's not possible, not with my cleaning shirt.
Okay, I'll keep it then. Just so you know, got my eye on you.
People in the street audibly take damage. Just like, oh!
They fail their will save and take mental damage.
Everybody falls.
So, you're stepping outside, seeing all the nonsense.
Just another day in paradise.
Oh.
And there's Bada.
Where were you all night?
I was sleeping with bugs.
And now they had a bunch of kids.
Yes. How do you guys know all this?
Sam's even there yet.
Very, very troubling implications.
Well, I'm glad you're back. And you brought the stones, but not Susie and Marcus. Did something happen to them?
They had babies, and he's leaving them in the woods.
Oh, okay. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you need our herder to go gather them?
Oh, they'll be fine. They'll be safe.
They'll be
Susie
behave?
And Marcus. because they have a whole forest to eat.
Exactly. They have more things to distract them with right now. So.
Okay.
We probably shouldn't come back to this town afterwards.
They're not going to eat the whole forest.
There are herders out here that. In fact, Bada's family, I believe, was herders.
Yes.
They could, you know, corral them.
Theron looks around. Are there bugaloo steak places around here?
Yes.
Theron doesn't say anything.
Breakfast bugaloo.
They got little name tags around them.
Oh, is that what took you 2 hours? Yeah. So you cut to Bada with his tongue out, just writing scrawling names on leaves?
Yeah, that way they won't be turned into bugaloo steak.
Sure.
All right, well, has anybody been to the forge yet this morning?
Oh, I just got back, so.
No, I just heard a clatter out here and found out our family got a lot bigger.
Yes. Are you guys going to be able to carry those stones? Because those are too heavy for me to teleport separately.
Oh, Theron was able to pick me up and the stones. I'm sure she can manage it. Just
There's a smaller one, right?
We need both of them.
I know. There's a smaller one, right?
They're both about the same size.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'll lug it, I guess. I'm loving the idea of not having to do ride checks all the time.
No!
Okay. Well, I guess I will go check in with the Forge Master and see how our improvements are coming along. Have any of you talked to anybody at all this morning?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, get some rest then, I guess. Bada, you look pretty exhausted.
Oh, I just need a few minutes. Yeah, I'll be good.
Okay, well.
Mommy, why is the bear in the dirt?
Oh, it's still on the ground.
I did drop you.
I stand myself upright and pat myself all clean.
He's had a long night, kid.
My name's Timmy.
He's had a long night, Timmy.
Okay, I'll tell all my friends and they run off.
Well, Arden shrugs and goes to the forge.
Okay. Seems they're about to finish.
There's a crescendo.
Then, final drop of the hammer.
Sam was going to end it with a sort of one of those angelic choirs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the last vestiges of moonlight fading from the windows. resonating the whole room, because I'm sure it actually has pretty decent acoustics in there.
Probably.
My jaw dropped as I come in. Like, whoa. Yeah,
if this is a 20, this will be great.
Is it at least a good roll?
It's still a 34.
Oh, okay.
And with one final strike of the hammer, a burst of pale light travels through the chamber, and the hammer is finished. Forged by the efforts of 30 forge masters.
Whoa. That's a lot.
They bring the hammer over to you, Bada, and it looks like nothing like it was when you brought it here. Not even remotely.
It is still a hammer, right?
Oh, it's a hammer. But they took the liberty of redesigning it down to its base materials.
Damn. What's
so, what was your hammer before?
Isn't it like a +2 spell scoring?
It is now more than that.
Bottle right down. More than that.
Got it. More than that.
There we are. Okay. It is a +3 spell scoring ghost touch speed hammer.
Speed?
Speed. It carries its momentum into the next blow.
What does that mean?
It means you get an extra attack with it at your full base attack bonus.
Ooh.
Oh, haste. Right. Okay. Yep.
It doesn't stack with the haste spell, but it's like you always have it when you attack somebody.
Name your band Speed Hammer.
I love it. Zoom, bam, zoom.
Bada and the Speed Hammers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Speed Hammer!
He has to say it with a tacky English accent, too.
Speed Hammer.
Yeah,
Speed
there you go.
Hammer. Oh my gosh.
They're rock banging all
you
day.
You need to have, like, long curly hair to pull off Speed Hammer.
My hair is naturally curly.
There you go. Hopefully there's some gold left for a perm.
So, you know all those calculations you did for your attack bonuses?
Oh, no.
Increase them by one.
Okay.
And add an extra one at full right after the first one.
Oh, okay.
So his full round attack is 4?
How many attacks do you have right now?
2.
2?
2.
So now you have 3.
Oh, it was 3 because Theron had offhand. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you can hit one extra time.
Oh, heck yeah.
You have a better chance to hit than I actually do, huh?
Probably.
Because he doesn't suffer a penalty.
You don't suffer a penalty.
Bada's got less of a base attack bonus than you. Hmm. You have, like, raw, just power base attack.
Rawr!
And really well-optimized stats to do it with.
Rawr!
Oh, no. Theron's gone feral. Put her down.
I just need to convince her of her own name.
And that is your hammer now.
I'm gonna hold up the hammer like a little cellophane tune, and, like... Da-da-da-da!
Is it like colors, like shinier, different colors, like the colors of Bismatum?
Yeah.
Covered with bears?
It is made of very shiny metallic materials and has a glow to it.
Oh.
Coming from its accent locations.
A soft moon
light. Soft moon glow.
Yeah, soft moonlight.
Thank you. That's...
Go to your quest to take care of the tear. We've done our part. Mention us in the tales.
Sam, you will remember this?
Yes.
I was going to say, and then Sam blacks out. And...
Sam, are you okay?
Zaz brings
water,
you a
please.
Zaz brings you a pitcher of water and a chocolate croissant.
That's delicious. Croissants are the best. Sam downs the chug of water in one go. It's like splashing around his muzzle, you know? Yeah. Mm.
Are you going to be okay, Sam?
Yeah, just, you know, long night.
You didn't stop at all?
Not really.
Sounds like he's going through puberty.
And then Sam looks at the...
What kind of puberty did you go through?
Apparently
between him and you.
Continue with your...
Was this a frat party that we all attended?
It sounded like one.
Sam turns to the skunk and is like, I hope all the songs and tales were good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, great. Thank you so much for all your hard work.
It's my 5th pint.
5 pints.
We all grow beards and turn into manly men.
Arden dons an eye patch. I'm tougher and more grizzled just by witnessing this exchange.
I think all we need to do now is talk to Perkus.
If he can be located.
They're probably on their way back. Give it a week.
He told me to find him here today.
Oh. Well, maybe he's going to walk through another tree.
Is there a walking tree that he likes nearby?
Yeah, it's out by the orphanage.
There's an orphanage here?
Yeah, it's a really big tree.
Is it?
Can't miss it. It's on the other end of town.
That was there. No, doesn't your society like completely?
Yeah, there wouldn't be an orphanage.
That's a place where
people die all the time, not abandon their kids.
But
right?
But yeah. They have the
whole thing is community family where they would be brought up into another family.
Yeah. Yeah, like the orphanage is like, you know, a overnight stay over till they get transferred to the next family.
It's a temporary administration center for children.
It's more of a it's basically more of a community center where they also do that.
And we stand around and talk about city functions
for 2 hours. Glorious.
Right. An orphanage outside in the wide world is a terrible place, isn't it?
It is.
Well, you throw kids you don't feel like having.
I wouldn't know.
I forgot about that.
Can we just go? Thank you.
Where is Skunkman?
What? Huh?
Where is Zouse?
They're right next to you with the croissant.
Oh, that's good. Right.
You're like, I'm right here.
Get sleep, man.
Wait, hold on. Where's Sauce? Let me just say the magic word.
Oh, shit. And everybody screams.
Sam eats the croissant and pats Sauce. It's like, thank you.
That was made with some kind of morning beans, they said.
Delicious and energizing. I'm Batman.
Sam is now grizzled and rough for the rest of the campaign.
I just would like sleep.
Well, we should probably go find this tree, and then perhaps you can sit down and get a well-earned rest.
Sam just gives a thumbs up.
Don't want to talk anymore, huh?
Rubs his throat.
Arden extends a hand to shake the hand of the Forge Master. Skunkmeister. Skunkmeister, yes.
Is that also the name of the booze they've been drinking?
Probably.
It is now.
Arden gives him a firm handshake and a nod and thanks him and his crew for their extremely diligent and steadfast work.
That's not in all the stories.
I will, sir, or our storyteller will when his voice recovers.
Yeah, on your way. Everyone, go to bed. We got work to do tonight. Great. And no one's everyone's like paying attention, but they don't want to go to bed yet, is the vibe you get as you leave.
They're still feeling their confidence.
Yeah, they're like, actually, I can hammer out a few more things.
Oh, yeah, Theron, where's your sword?
My sword? Oh.
It was upgraded.
Yeah, I don't know what its name is. And she pulls it out and kind of clinks it next to Bada's hammer. I'm sure it has the same sort of sheen.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. It's got the same kind of sheen.
It's like resonating. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's badass. I think.
Oh, is that the name?
Three squared.
Theron narrows her eyes.
Math jokes.
Gotta make another name for the sword. Potentially.
Yeah, it'll come to me.
Sam, you're approached by somebody with a thing in their hand.
Sam's like, hello?
Hello, I'm Mo. Here, have this.
Oh,
you really impressed us.
Thank you, Mo. He takes whatever it is.
That is something you can pin on your chest. Mechanically, it increases your inspire courage by +1.
Oh. All the inspires or just courage?
Just courage.
Yeah, his husband made it.
I do it for the storytellers, and a few of us had a little extra time near the end, so.
Well, thank you very much, Mo. You've all been wonderful.
Yeah. Remember, it was us.
The greatest smiths of our generation.
The Skunkmeister Brigade.
Cade.
We'll work on the title.
They, like, thumbs up to the other forge masters behind them, and they, like, nod. Like, they just came up with the name, like, 10 minutes ago.
The Skunkworks.
Theron sneers at the amount of testosterone that she's seen. She hasn't seen that much in a long time.
Yeah, it actually probably smells pretty awful in here. Arden is going to step out.
20 blacksmiths in there.
Sweaty blacksmiths, and one of them's a skunk.
The Skunkworks is a real thing.
It is.
So, it doesn't take you long to find the gigantic tree. Now that is a point of interest.
Could we maybe get this gear sorted out on the walk to the tree?
Yeah, yes. You could do that.
Yeah, Theron, you're handed a pair of shades and a potion.
Ooh. Do these shades fit nice?
Oh, yeah. Like,
do I look really cool?
It'd be cooler if your ears moved.
It probably helps that they don't, honestly.
Zoss,
They give you two thumbs up.
How do these look?
They look really cool.
Seriously.
They look like really cool shades.
All right.
You get a feeling that if you really wanted to say fuck or that if you really wanted to say you deserve a bad day, you could give someone a bad day while you're wearing them. Like there's a little bit of malicious intent in the magic.
No. But you're saying it's like compelling me to say it?
It's like you're getting a wink and a nod from the item that it can do
what
that.
Is it? What is the line?
The line is you get the feeling that if you wanted to give somebody a bad day, you could basically curse them with a bad day.
And how do I say it? What's the line?
Oh, there's no activation. You just have to want to do it.
Okay.
You look at a person, give them a nasty look.
Theron starts to give Zoss a nasty look while she's looking at him and then stops.
They look at you like, what's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. And this time.
Theron, like, shady eyes back and forth like, hmm.
Great. You really are the edgelord of the party now.
That's a little funny.
She wears her sunglasses at night.
Oh, I mean, now, wherever we go, I'm going to lean up against a pillar with my sunglasses and just, like, be silent.
You have, like, a fake cigar.
Aren't these, like, tiny little round glasses? Like,
huh?
Aren't they, like, tiny little round glasses?
Are they? Oh, it's so cool. Like, the whole way while you guys are exchanging stuff, she's like, fuck, this is so cool. Oh, my God.
She'll never curse anybody. She's too focused on looking cool. She'll never curse anybody.
Can I see my fraction in like the little bit of my sword?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's doing. Time. Doesn't even pay attention to what you guys get.
She doesn't even follow us. She just gets lost in town.
No, she doesn't. The fraction goes, yeah, you're going to have a bad day.
Oh, ow. Ooh, that doesn't feel good.
Who said that?
Who's next?
Zoss is given a glimmering piece of chainmail and a etched longsword covered in glyphs depicting lightning.
They look up at you, look back down, look up at you.
Use them responsibly.
Thank you.
Yes, the sword, if you throw it, will return to your hand.
Their eyes go wide and...
But you must use it responsibly. Do not throw it in town.
Unless provoked?
A reasonable provocation.
It's a bit of an oxymoron.
I assume there's no real control over where this flies around, right?
So where he throws it.
On its way back?
They tend to weave out of the way of things.
Oh, so this is the flies back at you returning and not the teleporting returning?
Yeah, it flies back.
Oh, okay. So then usually the quickest path back.
So you really have to keep in mind, like, not to hurt anybody on the way when it's coming back to you, so...
Yep.
Gotta be careful.
Or
do it on purpose. Right,
so. I guess placement on the board is gonna be very important.
Yeah. Always 60-foot radius around Sauce.
As soon as I find a place to change, I'm changing.
Changing what?
His
into armor. My change mail.
That's who you should get the fucking eye cloak to.
They're happy.
I thought you said change mail.
He did.
Okay.
They're trying to get... They remember your bad joke from earlier, and you deserve it back.
Okay. No, I'm proud.
Bada, you can keep that lovely robe.
Are you sure?
If you want, I do not... You can have it.
Yeah, a few of the eyes open, and they have the look of being pleased, and then they close again.
Because everybody loves Bada. Even nightmarish monster cloaks. And you are also handed a potion of rage... And I guess you saw that mage necklace in your bag.
Yeah.
And there is also a staff of the woodlands. This is a staff that is charged with many of your common druid spells. They could be helpful for both protecting us and summoning creatures from nature in times of need.
Swarms of bugaloo.
Whoa.
Now we have enough bugaloo for a bugaloo swarm.
But... We can go over the specifics on that later.
I'll use this irresponsibly.
That is probably the most likely case if we don't forget about it completely.
Sauce gives you a high five.
And also, I have a book of wisdom. It'll take a considerable amount of time to study, but it will help you significantly with your spell casting. It will make you more aware of the world around you and allow you to have a deeper connection with Karasa.
Wasn't this the book that Eunice was like... Pushing
The one that he mysteriously said would open our minds?
Yeah.
Yes. It turns out it is not laced with drugs.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
And lastly, Sam.
Hello.
Well, Sam.
He clears his throat.
There is a lantern of revealing, which I think would help you. It'll allow you to see anybody who's invisible that gets near you.
Sam says, oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sam glares at everybody.
Don't make fun of Sam. He did a lot of work last time.
Oh, I know.
About to scope Sam, this bitch.
He's just he's the hero that Apaz deserves.
Not the one they wanted.
Yeah. And also a oil of magic vestment. If you feel like there is a fight coming up, you can put this on your armor to stop attacks with significant effect.
Sam says he'll be fabulous and protected.
You sound so edgy when you do it. I'm just intimidated. But yes.
Sam pockets the potion and attaches the lantern to his belt so that it is always on.
And it burns without real flame.
Yep. And then this pair of boots, they will help you navigate icy terrain, but more importantly, they'll protect you from extreme elements.
So this is happening while we're all walking?
Well, you can stop and put the boots on, I guess.
So Sam just hops along, do a balance check.
No, Sam will look at it as like, well, you could have given it to me before we started.
Before you started what?
Walking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I did just sleep on a bench all night.
But I just sang for 12 hours.
Sam just pats him on the shoulder and just gives a...
Oh my God.
I can't tell if...
Like that, you should like hit him on the back really hard.
Yeah, I can't tell if he's making a joke or if he's threatening me.
Some honey tea, extra honey.
But takes the boots and nods and says, thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
Where did all this come from?
There was a cache here in town full of equipment that was no longer needed.
It belonged to Munis. What?
I have to say it. You said this was a cashless society.
Oh, my God.
Theron looks at Sam.
It explodes from the raw rage.
Well, actually, you know what? With the teleport distance, I could teleport us into the upper stratosphere pretty comfortably.
Oh, but with my new boots, that will be just fine.
No, it does. You still need oxygen to breathe.
My goodness. Okay, sorry. Just meandering over. I just had to say it.
As you've done your exchange of goods and welcomed each other into the new day in your own ways, you arrive at the community center / orphanage / whatever else the community needs, excluding kitchen and etc. Also turns out this is a place where travelers can sleep.
Oh.
Oh, how about that?
Next to all the orphans.
I slept on a couch in the middle of a party.
We're so dead set on not leaving that area. All right.
Anybody attending it?
Oh, yeah, there's people around.
Oh, wait, where are we?
And then there's the large tree with the benches around it.
I look around to see if Perk is, or any other elder is around the area.
There's somebody who, it looks very elderly.
Oh.
Is it an old person or an elder?
It's an old person. They might be an elder, though.
Are there other trees around?
There's other trees. They're just not like 500 pounds worth of tree.
Yeah, Theron takes like a very low energy, just swipe at the tree.
What?
Cut right through it.
What?
Theron!
And then it immediately starts bleeding sap. And the old one's like, oh!
I'm sorry.
I
no.
Grab Theron by the scruff and I pull her back.
What?
Bada, you can fix that, right?
I can. That doesn't excuse Theron, though.
No.
Swords don't do this.
Yes.
You've never had one.
You've used a sword for this long and you didn't realize that swinging a sword at something puts a hole in it?
I tapped it.
Oh my gosh. What's
this? Young lady, you've got a sword from the Moonforge.
Right?
You have a sword. Think of it this way. It's as sharp as the crescent moon.
What's a crescent moon?
Oh... You!
Yes.
You're from here?
Yes.
Understand how things work?
Yes.
Educate these nincompoops.
They are nincompoops. Especially that one.
Oh, and fix the tree. I can sense the power of nature in your veins. Fix the tree.
Slowly sheathes her sword. She has named her sword.
Do it now.
They start smacking you with their cane ineffectively.
Oh, I pretend like it hurts.
That's right.
Is it Warpwood? Can I use Warpwood for this?
Sure.
Okay.
You fix the tree.
Oh. Darren.
That's better.
Yes?
You're newcomers and their dumb ideas about pathetic metal.
It's fixed. I'm sorry.
You better be.
I am.
Would you like a candy?
They got like the circular candy in their paw.
Turns out it's just bleach.
Theron thinks about using her glasses on the dude. But then takes the candy.
Oh, you want the candy?
Yes.
They flick it at your forehead. And then they walk away. You can catch it if you want to.
Oh yes. I catch it.
Okay.
Sam's cackling. In
She just stares that dude down, fighting back the urge.
And you hear,
"Hey, Grandpa, that's the bear that was collapsed in the middle of town." Shut up, Timmy.
I was tired.
That's a rude grandpa.
Oh, you'll be that grumpy when you get that old.
If we live that long.
Oh, if any of us live that long.
Elder stage of Arden.
Grumpiness level will be extreme.
I'll have to be at a remote secluded bed and breakfast just to contain it.
So Theron does a like passing glance at the old codger walking away being a big jerk and turns back to the group, and we're standing in front of the big tree.
Yep.
All right, like refresh my, why are we here?
Not to stab at the tree.
I'm not going to stab any more trees, Bada. I didn't know they just turned my sword into a hot knife through butter.
Elder Perkis said he wanted to speak with us, and he should be coming through this tree today.
Oh.
Speaking of which, I just rolled 44 three times in a row. Elder Perkis? Well, there's this fruit, this large raspberry that's growing in the tree above you, much too large. And then it pops, and Perkis drops down with a bunch of seeds and jam, like goop.
Not in jars?
No, just all over the ground. They plop down with a flap of their wings to the ground, sticky, summon water, and just all the jelly-like stuff bursts off of them all around.
You know, if we had jars and we were planning to go back to sell jam, this would have been a very lucrative.
Theron leans over to Bada and it's like, you know, if I had done that, you would have been like, oh, you're such a heathen. But no, he's fine, right?
Elder Perkis.
Ah, good morning. You're already here.
Yes.
You didn't wait long, did you?
No, not too long.
Oh, good.
We have a lot to talk about. Can we possibly go somewhere private?
Oh, yes. Please come with me. And they go into the community center.
Oh, there's an actual building.
Oh, yeah. It's an actual, building structure next
okay.
to the tree.
It sounded like it was just a clearing by the big tree with benches.
Oh, no, that's the park.
Ah.
The hypothetical park. It's where they can send the kids to play.
I was saying where they keep all the orphans.
And the old people.
So, a lot has happened in the last week. I can give you the short version of this, but Arden reaches into his pack and pulls out the damaged dragon's tear.
Ah, so you're on a quest to fix the tear?
That's actually a fairly minor part of it. We have killed a lich.
Oh.
Who was trying to use this dragon's tear to activate Aspire to destroy the world, apparently.
Oh.
And then was encountered by an ancient Umbra that I believe you said was 900 years old. And
oh, no.
Yes, oh, no. And had to fight it and destroy it, only to reveal that there is an entity called Jade, which is...
That is a mineral.
That is a person as well, or creature. It's a little unclear. But they are currently the person who is in charge of all of the spires and has been working using this Umbra that we fought named Moonseed as her hand to systematically shut down the spires to cause Crossa to crush the cross.
Oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
He has a heart attack, right?
He's sitting in his office. Is you know, space where he sees people.
Kids are playing in the yard outside.
There's a beaded door to enter.
Oh, brother. Oh. Thought this was a little class joint. But whatever.
There's pillows everywhere.
Bean bags, you know, bongs.
Yeah.
No bongs.
Hookah.
No.
Hookah. Yes, hookah.
But anyway.
There's a shelf with books on it. Records. Okay, continue.
So, our situation has become significantly more complicated than before. I don't know what you had intended to possibly give us before, but we are facing something that is possibly thousands of years old that wants to end this, and they're in a place called the Locus, which is apparently where all these spires are controlled. We have a location for it, but we don't know anything about it. Being the chief person or expert on the matter, we figured you might have some sort of insights or assistance that you can offer us in, well, overcoming this difficulty that we're about to face.
Well, you know, I do have a few things here I can give you. Just don't open them until you leave town.
Are they bombs?
No. They move some pillows out of the way. There's a chest in the ground. They open it up and start putting things together in a bag for you.
Sounds like you've got a lot of very dangerous things ahead of you.
Yes. Yes.
They move with great haste.
Is there somewhere you need to go?
We were going to go to Roqueport to meet up with an old friend and help prepare ourselves. One last step before we go to the Locus.
We wish you the best of luck. That sounds incredibly dangerous. On behalf of myself and my who I represent.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sounded like there's an end to that sentence.
Oh, here. You pass you a bag and it sounds like there's a bunch of glass bottles in it.
Oh. Potions?
Yes. Yeah.
Ah.
No, 10 grams.
Oh my god. Don't smoke it in town. So, do you know anything about this Jade or a leader of the Umbras?
We don't normally encounter Umbras. We've talked to the Guardians.
But they don't have any sort of leadership or hierarchy that you know of?
Not that they explain to us.
Anything called a world administrator ring a bell?
That's a very foreign term.
Okay. What about the Locus?
That sounds like a very big monster.
That's a locust. But, so, you don't know anything. You've never heard of any of this.
I could help you with agriculture.
Is
and family planning.
Actually, I have some bugaloos outside.
We did just have a recent birth in the family, you know, with like several dozen bugaloo children.
Yeah, welcome to Planned Parenthood. Jeez.
I think we know where to go, though, right?
Yes. Yes. I just... If there's anybody who knows anything about this, I figured it might have been Perkis. And are these potions what you wanted to give me before?
Yes, yes. These are, here you go.
Arden gives him a confused expression and...
Oh, no. That'll happen later. When we see you again.
Perkis, there is a good chance you won't see us again.
It's okay.
If we fail, then we're gone.
It'll only have significance if you're not in danger.
Darren's sitting in a beanbag chair, smirks because she loves seeing Arden completely confused.
Okay. Well, then I suppose I thank you for your time. Did any of you others have anything you wanted to say to Perkis before we go?
Your smiths are wonderful.
They are wonderful people. They sacrifice much time for their craft.
I imagine, should we fail, I would not want you to tell anybody of our tasks or our duties that we're about to perform so as to not alarm them.
Oh, this does kind of shatter your faith.
Oh, well, I mean, there's no reason to cause any sort of panic. What they don't know might happen. You know, won't hurt them.
Worry not, Bada. We are a community. We are strong.
Of course. I
don't think it shatters their faith at all. I think they're the most right people we've ever met.
Well, the fact that they are not defined entities and, in fact, constructs and liquid shadow.
They still have it closer than anybody else.
Oh, well, that's true. But it does take a lot of the sacred divinity away.
I was meaning more like, you know, if the world ends, there's no reason to tell anybody that.
No reason to cause a panic for anything they can't stop.
Exactly.
Don't worry, Bada. Where one world ends, another can begin.
So wait, Perkis is a religious leader?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lead our flock.
Perkis.
With the other elders.
From what we can tell, your people need to not stay in Bismatum. You need to do what kind of Bada did and go out into the world and tell people about your teachings.
Well,
because everybody has it wrong.
Well, perhaps when the world is ready for it.
Gotta start somewhere.
We'll talk about this afterwards.
Yes. I'll explain it there in the history of us attempting this before.
I'm just saying, these are the only people that are not clueless, except for the really bad dudes.
Oh, I'm a really bad dude.
Huh?
Oh my god. Yeah, like Theron.
Theron adjusts her glasses, looking at Arden.
Arden adjusts his glasses back.
Some glasses are more powerful than others. Yeah.
Glasses fight. Who's gonna win that one?
Just different ways of just like...
I've been doing this my entire life.
Well, if all of you are good to go, I've got some meetings today I've got to do with some of the town.
Thank you, Perkis.
We've got to repair our waste removal system.
I will not ask.
It was backed up after the festivals.
Oh.
Well, the first parts of the festivals.
So we leave?
Yeah, let's get the stones ready, and I suppose we can head to Rokeport.
All right. To Rokeport.
Sam, if we're all outside.
Well, actually, before we go, Perkis.
Yes.
If you could, just in the event that we don't return, could you please make a copy of all those letters and research that I sent you and send them to the other elders?
Oh, I've already sent them to the... yes, we will do that.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, in the library, they're just copying.
Yeah, Theron was going to make her way out, and then she bursts back in the door, kind of pushes Arden to the side, and says, oh, hey, also, our Bugaloo had, like, a ton of babies in the forest behind the church forge thing, just so you know, and then leaves.
Well, as long as they don't eat too much, it'll be fine.
She wasn't there to respond.
Everybody looks concerned.
They have already eaten too much.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
They were eating for 12.
It's just pregnancy. Yeah, exactly. It's pregnancy. You know, eating appetite.
Then why would we Marcus come back eat? To famine? All
right. Why would Marcus eat that much then?
Marcus just has an eating problem.
We don't know. They could have both had babies. They could be both like hermaphroditic, asexual.
They're bugs. So yeah.
Let's not dwell on that.
Hey, we're talking. Hey, don't interrupt us. We're talking about bug sex here. You just do your little portal thing.
Theron, why don't you go lift this super heavy stone for me so I can teleport you?
So will we be playing like a new name for Marcus that's like a little more feminine? Or do we just say the whole like, well, you know, gender is not really a normal thing, so Marcus can have babies too, it's fine.
Well, why make it complicated? Marcus is Marcus.
Okay.
We'll let Zoss choose what color to spray paint them or something.
I want to do green.
Don't spray paint them.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, they're doing a gentle reveal party or something.
Oh, no! Are we out of the building yet?
No, we are not.
Kind of. We keep going back and forth to the entrance of the office.
Anywhere but here, guys. Anywhere but here.
Well, as soon as Arden leaves the building, Sam's going to poke him in the shoulder.
Boop. Yes?
But yeah, like that. It's like, did we ever check that gizmo thing, gadget thing here?
Oh.
The slate.
Arden pulls out the spire tablet.
Uh-huh.
Are there umbers here?
Oh, yeah.
Is there one in the building we were just in?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
they're nearing the city.
Are they closing in on me?
Kind of looks like they might be. In a circular, like, all-encompassing fashion.
Okay.
Straight up the alien.
Maybe like a ton of birds.
Okay. Well, then we should get out of here quickly.
Sam nods. Was concerned about something else, but
What, the potential danger to the people here?
Is there any update to that meeting that Jade had?
Pending.
Okay. Perkis said some weird things.
He did.
Gonna teleport.
Since I don't have any Beast of Burden to lift the stones, if our two stronger characters can actually lift the stones and not be fully encumbered, then I can teleport them.
I lift one stone up.
Strength check.
There we go. 21.
Yup. Hoist.
11.
Darren, come on. You had your Wheaties today.
Can I get over the hump with a little bit of changed shape? I'm like,
yeah, you can kind of lodge it in your body.
Great. Bada's covered in eyes and Theron's.
21.
They're closed. Yes.
Yeah.
You can kind of position it in your back right now.
Yeah, just sort of like it's not being able to lift it up and then just sort of like melds around it more and morphs it into my body.
It has become your new spine.
No.
Arden is like visibly upset by this sight, but continues to. To set up for the teleport.
I use my rope to wink at Arden. Just the whole rope winks.
Sam, South. Are you okay to go? Are you ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sam, are you set?
Need a lozenge?
Sam just puts one arm around on Arden's shoulder and another arm on Bada's shoulder.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Zaz jumps on top of Bada's head.
He's like a 15-year-old kid now.
And Bada's gigantic and strong.
I am carrying some unknown amount of... Okay, I'm good.
Don't tell the DM.
Yeah. I'm strong. I can carry all
got
the
it.
Ones.
Got it. Casting teleport, go. Already rolled. Can't take it back.
Nope. No, we're there. Nervous sweating over here.
We did roll a 21.
Yeah.
You had to take an E, but you got it.
Yeah.
So, you all vanish into dust and reappear inside of Rokeport. Where inside of Rokeport are you aiming to appear?
Well, so, there are two rooms within the spire that Arden has studied very closely, and that mm-hmm. is both the museum and the place where the dragon's tear was before.
Okay, but if you miss, we are now falling several hundred feet again.
No. That was a fluke, because that was a bad cast. That spell specifically does not fling you miles in the air.
I'm saying we'll appear outside the tower. And then
where do you want to appear?
The museum.
Oh, you're in the safe zone.
The safe zone. What was the not safe zone?
So, no, you appear in the space. Please make a caster level check.
Caster level?
Mm-hmm.
Caster level. Oh. We're 11, so that'd be 20 unless there's additional modifiers I should be aware of.
Gotcha. You feel a bit of a stutter, and then you fully materialize in the space.
Oh, I didn't think about a dimensional anchor. Whoops.
Everybody, you hear that as you fade in.
It's like, what is a dimensional anchor?
Something, a protective measure to stop people from doing exactly what we just did.
Fantastic.
So you're saying that Elena allowed us in?
Or did we almost die?
Why don't we give Elena a minute to greet us?
Okay.
You didn't answer the question.
Yes, I did.
You did almost accidentally fry us, yes.
If my omittance of that response isn't obvious.
And that's where the campaign ended, was a bad roll, and then we all died.
I've actually played that campaign before. Bad plane shift. Never end well.
I'm gonna look around. So this is a museum, right?
Yep.
It's still about as...
It's in much better condition now.
Oh.
It probably has much different exhibits.
And there's a big crystal golem walking around that's coming around the corner and sees all of you.
Hello. I wave.
It waves back.
No, thank God.
Yeah, Theron loosens her grip on her sword now.
Sam says, we're here to see Elaine.
Friendly.
Yes.
Yes, this is Mbata. This is Arden.
Family.
Yes.
Mm. Well, wait a second. What's on display?
So, the not-so-great history of Rokeport has been put on display.
Oh, okay, so it isn't like our stuff we left behind.
No.
Okay, thank God.
And then there's a small statue depicting all of you as a party with Elaine in a corner with light.
Is it like heroic? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, look, it's us. Made of what, spire stone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's us.
Do you wish to see Elaine?
Yes, please.
Follow me.
I look around as we walk down the hallway.
Yep, follow the golem.
Takes you right up to the control center. And then it glows briefly like moonlight and then steps aside from the doors. They open, and Elaine is inside, standing at the center of a circular platform with a bunch of floating ethereal tablets, scrolling with data.
Oh, the floating, glowing runes from before?
Mm-hmm. And they seem incredibly happy to see all of you. And they're finishing tasks more quickly as a result.
Sam's waving.
I'm sorry we came unannounced, Elaine, but we need your help. Something very suited to your skills.
What do you need?
We need...
There's a terrible stench about you.
What?
Sam offers, we do have Moonsea in a stone.
You do. They, like, lean in, very smiley, amused.
Yes, it's a complicated situation, but I will let you finish your work here and we can speak at length.
Yes. Oh, Theron, did you know your sister is having a wedding in a couple days?
I'm surprised one or either of them have survived this long.
Yet Sam walks to the overlook.
Yes.
The observation deck, whatever it's called.
Uh-huh.
And just casually is like, so how are things down there?
Chaotic and disrupted.
I was hoping things would have settled by now.
There's no longer buildings floating in the air.
Which is good.
They've crashed down now.
I was thinking a little more of a metaphorical settle and not a literal settle, but progress is progress.
The houses have reduced to 4 great houses.
Oh.
Effectively. The others still exist. They've just backed off.
Hey, Theron, do you want to send some, like, funeral flowers to your sister for her wedding?
Oh, my goodness.
That would seem inappropriate.
I think it would be quite appropriate personally, but I guess that's just a grudge.
I know my sister. If she's being caught up in politics, she might actually have to behave.
I know, and that's what makes it so wonderful.
This might be, she might be living her own punishment right now.
That's, well, I'll let it be then. Say, how are the people here handling your presence?
They are finding that space nearer to the spire is safer for their well-being.
So wait, Griff has held up his part of the bargain?
Correct.
Like, people are leaving you alone?
People are flocking to the edges of the spire as it is safer from the inner family conflicts.
So, I
have sent guardians to stabilize that space.
Mm. Oh, good. So you're actually able to establish some sort of rapport with the city?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a monumental leap towards progress. You did well.
I'm just glad Griff's behaving.
That, too. I was concerned, but...
It helps to have towering monstrosities made of crystal at your back.
Oh, as he needed a little bit of,
Fear makes people more pliable, as I'm sure Griff is abundantly aware.
Sometimes it's better not to fight the coming tide, and instead glide along it.
Well, paradise isn't made in a day, I guess.
At any rate, you had something interesting with you?
Yes, these stones that we have, they are the remains, they are the petrified umbral matter of Moonsea. And one of the administrators, who is currently bound to assist us, needs a body, much like what was made for me and Zoss. And we were hoping to get your assistance in using this, what I suspect is probably more potent umbral matter to form a body for him so that he can assist us more.
Do you have their current vessel?
Arden gives a kind of weak smile. I do. And Arden pulls the damaged dragon's tear out of his backpack.
Oh. Well, that'll do.
Yes.
Moonsea's in there too.
Moonsea is part of the collective. I am doing my best to rehabilitate him.
That could take some time.
Well, he's got nothing but waiting to do until it happens.
We should get started.
Yes.
Your presence here probably has already been noted.
Oh, perhaps, but I assume you're still not on the network, I think you said it was?
We're not.
And there will be things coming for us, but they will likely disperse once we leave. But we can just as easily leave the spire when we're done, too.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I'd like to stay and enjoy your company again, perhaps. You'd
probably be able to stay long enough to sleep.
Well, if you have space for us, that would be appreciated.
They look around. I don't have any beds, but you have bedrolls?
We do.
That'll do. This will take a bit of time, but you've brought excellent materials.
Munis? Arden taps on the...
Float up? Yes.
Munis, this is Olayne.
Greetings, fellow administrator of the Spire.
Olayne is the Umbra who sought out Theron for stealing the dragon's tear and ultimately was one of the key points to us returning the dragon's tear. And this is Munis, a...
recovering psychopath.
I was going to say former lich, but yes, that too.
I'll be former when this process is over, yes. More or less.
But while obviously Munis doesn't have the technical skills that you do, they are versed in a lot of these workings and can probably assist you in this process.
I will be as helpful as I can be, and they curtsy.
Oh, and Munis?
Yes.
Perhaps for your sake, you and Akuma should probably come to an agreement on how you look, lest somebody recognize you.
That's fair.
Yes?
No, it's not in character, but I just assumed we were going to get some fox owl abomination.
Well, oh, we're just going to get a Cronenberg furry?
Yeah.
I think it would be called an owl ox. Perfect.
A fowl?
No, an owl ox.
Oh, Akuma was a crow.
I was thinking.
Oh, right.
Bada, could we borrow your old staff?
My old staff? Sure. Awesome. Yeah, here you go.
Thank you. And then just falls right through the...
Well.
When we're finished.
Okay.
The clatter of the staff on the floor.
I picked up the staff again.
Slowly embarrassed.
Sorry, I forgot.
Sam approaches Olayne.
Whoa.
Sam was such a surgeon.
Sam?
And says, like, is there anything that you wanted to do with the tower that you couldn't? The spire.
I've been so preoccupied with the city below, I haven't had a lot of time to experiment.
Sam holds out, like, one end of the staff as if to grab, like, try with this.
What's that? Oh, you mean the spear?
Yeah, sorry, spear. Sam holds out one end of the spear.
They grab the end of the your spear, and their eyes go wide. Perfect.
Oh my god.
The Curse of Kurasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by Dejarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our Game Master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by Dejarum's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.